About 50 people rallied on the lawn in front of St. Michael's Cathedral, the mother church of the Springfield Roman Catholic Diocese, in the city center where the homeless encampment dubbed Sanctuary City started on May 13, 2004. Michael Anbusi, director of Arise for Social Justice, said some good work has been done in the past 10 years to help the homeless, but she noted that emergency shelters remain full and the state has put hundreds of homeless families up in motels.
There's not enough affordable housing, there's not enough subsidies, and there's not enough good-paying jobs so that people can afford the cost of housing.
The homeless pitched tents on the lawn in front of St. Michael's after the Warming Place, a shelter that was based out of a few downtown churches, abruptly closed on Mother's Day 2004. During the 5 months the camp operated, an estimated 400 people stayed there.
People would think it would be scary or something like that, but it wasn't. We all looked out for each other and we had rules, and we really didn't have that much of a problem here.
Christina Densmore, one of the founders of the Tent City, said it was a pivotal moment in her life.
I just got my bachelor's degree last year in sociology, and I'm going to be going to Bay Path soon and get my master's degree, so I have moved on, but I'm not going to forget. I'm going to keep fighting.
Joe Cotton, who also lived in the Tent City, said it focused attention on the homeless problem in Springfield. Money was raised, and social service agencies were able to find homes for many of the people living in the tents.
People are reaching out to me. They didn't look at me and say, oh, push me away, but they love me. You know, they showed me support.
At the rally, Busey released copies of letters Arise sent to Pope Francis and to Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, urging action to reduce homelessness.
You know, nobody ever asks poor people or homeless people what we think the solutions are. So we have a few ideas.
The letter to the Pope suggests using vacant church property as shelters. The letter to the mayor urged several steps, including lobbying the state to provide more funding for rent subsidy programs and convening a housing task force. Malcolm Chu, an organizer for Springfield No One Leaves, a group that protests foreclosure evictions, has previously called on the city to stop the policy of auctioning houses seized for non-payment of taxes and work with nonprofits to make the houses available to the homeless.
Cities across the country are experimenting with things called land banks, which allow cities new tools to aggressively create affordable housing, as well as business development and green space development. So there's all types of ideas, there's all types of ways that the city could be using that land, as well as land that's controlled by, you know, investors and financial institutions, to better address the needs of people.
Arise has been awarded a $20,000 grant from the Sociological Initiatives Foundation to assess housing needs in Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.